and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The 4.5 million people expected to fly this weekend are now headed home. WBZ-TV's Jordan Jagelinzer is at Boston's Logan Airport.
I lived here for almost 15 years, and this is the first time I've ever seen it like this.
Additional staff on hand to help the increase in passengers, especially those who haven't traveled since before the pandemic, like Erica Gilbert, visiting her mom from Chicago.
We actually haven't been back for a while because of the pandemic, and this little guy was born.
Her family, three of nearly 64,000 people TSA plans to screen all day Sunday.
Today looks very crowded, so we'll see.
Black Friday and Small Business Saturday are in the books, and tomorrow is Cyber Monday for shoppers. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Big retailers are seeing a boost this weekend. More than 166 million Americans expected to do holiday shopping. That's 8 million more than last year. And two-thirds of those shoppers plan to visit stores in person.
Online shopping is a big deal. That sometimes people just want to come out and meet the people making the products and seeing how they're made, ask questions.
Now the spree continues online. More than 60 million Americans plan to shop on Cyber Monday.
Health officials say RSV, flu, and COVID are a threat heading into the winter, and White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC's This Week he's worried about the possible spread during the holiday gatherings.
One of the many reasons why I think it's critical for Americans to go get the new updated COVID vaccine is it's not going to just protect you against the virus that's been out there, but it's also going to protect you against these new subvariants that are emerging just as we're heading into the holidays.
Much of Ukraine's power grid remains down after a relentless Russian attacks, and that's put millions of the country's people in the dark and without heat in the middle of a deep freeze. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Kyiv.
Ina and her son, R2, have to shelter in a community tent.
We have no electricity and no water. Our phones and devices are out of battery.
Kyiv's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, is fuming.
Putin and Russians want to let us be without electricity, without heating, without water. It's genocide. It's actually terrorism.
A brief U.S. World Cup related protest of Iranian human rights violations is over. CBS's Roxana Saberi is in Doha.
The U.S. Soccer Federation briefly posted images of Iran's flag on its social media accounts this weekend without the emblem of the Islamic Republic of Iran, saying the move supported women's rights as protests rock that country.
Iran claimed that violated FIFA policy. Two teams play Tuesday. Police in Brussels had to cordon off part of the city after soccer fans rioted when Morocco upset Belgium. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. It's true, for the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members now. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So yeah, they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, before November 30th, they will waive your new member fee. So you're going to save even more. MediShare is the gold standard in healthcare sharing, and joining right now makes a lot of sense. Again, pay no new member fees if you join now and start enjoying great savings and a great way to handle your healthcare. Call now, 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE, 866-88-BIBLE.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts, and a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you, and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 22 tonight under partly cloudy skies, north winds around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 40 tomorrow, overcast. Cloudy again tomorrow night, lows level off around 30. Mixed precipitation possible at times Tuesday, chance for snow on Wednesday. A dusting of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Texas, the same number. It's Election Day. Maggie Dawn, the Dawn of Resistance, is here. Let's go to the phone lines. And Karina, is she on?
Yes, I'm on.
All right, thank you. You have a question or comment?
Coming.
Go ahead.
Well, I've been listening to you, Earl, and honestly, you open up a lot for me. And people who vote for Republicans, I'm not exactly sure what they see and hear, but what I hear is chauvinism, racism, fanatic religious belief. All of it brings us to a medieval, back straight to medieval. Those people are concentrating only on their possibility of wealth, because the wealthy people is only 3% in this country. So it's just an unbelievable, stupid, stuck on stupid dream.
Karina's got that down pat, right? She was saying they're going to bring us back to the dark ages. I just want to remind folks, the retroactive abortion ban, banning abortion even in the case of rape and incest in the life of the mother here in Wisconsin, dates back to 1859. Not only is that before women had the right to vote in this country, it is before the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments were ratified. Those happened in the 1860s. If you don't know what those are, those were the constitutional amendments that said we are not going to treat people differently because of their race in this country. So before our Constitution recognized the equality of black men with white men in this country, we had banned abortion in the state before women had the right to vote. That is the Dark Ages by any measure. Who else we got on the line, Earl?
Karina, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Hey, Earl, and Paul, Maggie. Good hey, to Dave. Hear your voice. Really quickly, at the end of the day, I agree with Maggie on the sense that, yes, the president is not completely responsible for all the inflation that we're seeing. However, he is a big component of it as well. And what I mean by that is the fact of the matter is this, is that when he announced the other day, or just a couple days ago, that we're going to shut all coal plants down in the United States, what are you going to replace that with? And you know, if you don't, we don't have that in place right now. And so what you actually do, you're artificially increasing energy prices by eliminating sources of energy that is currently used.
Yeah, but
and
Dave, he's not going to flick a switch and right. all of a sudden all the coal plants shut down, right?
No, but if you do look at what he has done, he's used the Army Corps of Engineers to block. There's many protests with blocking pipelines. New York State has no more natural gas for stoves anymore. Same thing in California.
That's not exactly true. Natural gas.
Is true.
No, it's not. That is an exaggeration.
Yeah,
that is not true. There are concerns about the natural gas supply, but there's not a single household in the state of New York that hasn't gotten their natural gas to date.
This is a question
about what our long-term strategy is to deal with climate change. And we either have to talk about fossil fuels, and I totally agree. I will say this emphatically with you. This ain't a light switch, and if we approach it like that, we will have energy crises. Absolutely. We have to figure out how to make this transition as a society, as an economy. Otherwise, we're going to continue to see weather effects that will decimate populations. Those are our options. So a president talking about we need to move away from coal doesn't result in immediate inflation. That's just, it's not true.
Let me put it to you this way, Maggie.
Okay.
When you are actually limiting supply, when you're blocking pipelines, I'm not talking about the Keystone. I'm talking about a lot of other pipelines in the United States.
So name them. Which ones have stopped flowing under Biden? That were flowing before flowing now.
They're trying to block the pipeline up in northern Wisconsin and Michigan.
Yes, but it hasn't happened.
That they are pushing it to close it down. If they do that within the next year, there will be a massive amount of natural gas that will be cut offline.
Again, it's not closed down now, so you cannot pin inflation now on that issue. And my question to you is fundamentally this. Do you believe that we have to have a long-term and medium-term conversation about the impact of continued fossil fuel use on the environment? Yes or no?
Yes, I believe we should have that conversation.
Great. There's a place of commonality. I agree, and I think we both agree that we have to have that conversation in an economically reasonable way so as not to create economic crisis. Do you think Joe Biden wants to create an economic crisis for the middle class in dealing with climate policy?
Okay, let's put it this way. He should not be using up our strategic reserves for the idea of the fact because we are stopping the ability for refineries. We're stopping the abilities of refineries to expand, to increase capacity. We need to increase capacity. Even the liquid natural gas has been clamoring for more capacity because we are maxed out as to what we can do as far as producing the amount of liquid natural gas. And the fact of the matter is, the last major refinery in the United States that was built was in the mid-70s. And we added a little bit here and there, but that's ridiculous. And so because of the increase of population,
do you think increasing capacity will help or hurt overall climate change? And if it's going to hurt, what do we do to maintain what I would call energy access in a way that doesn't harm the middle class other than just blaming Joe Biden for all of it?
What's the policy solution? I would go with natural gas right now because it's a very low CO2 emission fossil fuel.
So natural gas is the bridge to less carbon, and that's what you're offering. Okay, then how do we get finally to a place where we are not increasing the temperature over 1.5 degrees within the next 20 years, which climate scientists say will be catastrophic? That isn't going to be enough. Natural gas is not going to be enough.
I would go with hydrogen. I would go with nuclear. I would go with hydro. I would go with our, because keep in mind, wind turbines.
Okay, so we should be having that discussion.
If the wind is blowing.
Okay, so we should be having those discussions. Do you also think we should be having a discussion about how to secure and manage our energy grid? And isn't this precisely what Joe Biden is talking about? So return to point one. Joe Biden talking about the things that we need to do does not have an immediate impact on gas prices today or inflation today. That is a nuanced and complicated.
If you're telling people that you can no longer get oil out of the ground, or if you can't build pipelines, that affects the futures market. It does, Maggie. They have a futures market.
I understand the futures market quite well. He didn't say we're cutting off coal production today. He was talking about exactly the complexity that you and I are trying to chop and are chopping it up about. That these things.
Well, then he shouldn't have said that. He should have said, we're going to have to, it's going to be a, we're moving into this fast transition. And I don't want us to have the situation we got going on in Europe.
All right, Dave, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, the next voice you'll hear will be Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Be right back.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 Helpline to find an expert near you. Or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
This is your land. And you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, before I go to the phone lines, I just don't get it. You know, life is too short, right? In the twinkling of an eye, it's over. Why waste it all bickering and arguing about I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican? What the hell is that? Divided government again. So on the state level, nothing will get done. The people's business won't get done. On the national level, divided government.
things won't get done. So why is the government divided? Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear somebody say to me and to this listening audience explain why the government is divided. Look, Generation Z, you know, they're young enough, and the generation before them, they're not bogged down in this madness. I think the older we get, the more insane we become, when it should be the other way around. Wisdom should come with age. And the older we get, the more we should start understanding things better. I think to a degree that is the case. You know, I remember a wise man saying that you really don't understand what the life is until you reach the age of 70. And then by the time you reach the age of 70, it's almost time to check out. But then you understand what the life is. But to continue this crazy bickering about politics. I mean, you know, I'm on the air. I talk about politics because it's there. And I know people. I'm so happy it's over for now. But as I said before, people are planning right now to continue this for the next 2 years. Let's deal with hunger. Let's deal with giving people a fair shot in the world, not just in America. Why would you be opposed to giving another fellow citizen of the world a fair shot at life? They didn't do anything to you. Why is it that we must always be superior to somebody else? What is that? All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to CJ from Stoughton. CJ?
Morning, Earl. Well, you know, you and I have gone around and around and around for, I don't know, over a year now. And you're right. Yeah, it's time for a break. But I think politics, we realize as we get older that it is an important part of our life because it touches all of our lives. Education for our kids, our grandkids, and you know, I'm trying to be more open-minded. I know you may not think so, Earl, but I am. I do care about kids, whether they're in my small town of Stoughton or in a big city of Milwaukee. And that's why it's important to me, because I think all kids deserve a fair shot. And I think they're distracted by what's important or what they believe is important. And I think it's all distractions on what could make their life better or their future kids' lives better. So yeah, I think politics is a big part of our lives as we get older.
So and listen, man. So politics is only a part of life. It shouldn't overwhelm one's life. It's a piece. And unfortunately, it's gotten to be too big a piece of everyday life. And so on both sides. And so, you know, there are people who feel dejected because the Republicans didn't have this red wave. Who gives a rip? People are trying to live. They're trying to make it. And so we live in a society that leads people to believe who don't have material things that their life has less value than somebody who has these things. That's crazy to me. We live in a society where, again, a person who is a Republican may think that they've got their answers are more important than somebody who's a Democrat and vice versa. That's crazy to me.
And yet, those kinds of things, as we talk about politics, and you say it's a big part of, you know, our lives as we get older, I think it's foolhardy that what should happen when we're talking about politics, it should be how we can bring everybody together, not how we can separate people even more. How is it
possible?
I agree. But that's not what's happening, man.
Well, I see politics as ideas on how to do that, Earl. And that's the difference between...
Hey, CJ.
We all want the same thing, Earl.
No, we don't. Hey, CJ. Politics are dividing people. You can't see that?
I think we're more divided now than we were 30 years ago.
Because of the politics of today.
No, it's for what people use as weapons of politics.
Yeah.
Race is now the issue, you know, and I'm trying not to get in too deep, but...
Well, hold on. We got to go to break. Hang on. 844-967-2789. Tom, I see you. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, "That's a surefire hit." Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false? The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false? Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm gonna dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 22 tonight under partly cloudy skies, north winds around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 40 tomorrow, overcast. Cloudy again tomorrow night, lows level off around 30. Mixed precipitation possible at times Tuesday, chance for snow on Wednesday. A dusting of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of... Dr. Craig of Citizen Action. I was up late last night. Let's go to Sophia. Hey, Sophia, thank you from Waukesha. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. I kind of differ with your guest there today.
Okay.
I am a Republican. But Tim Michaels was not a good candidate. And then also the fact that Donald Trump came out a couple days before the election and started talking about what he was going to go in 2 weeks. He's going to give some big bombshell, which means probably he's going to run. I think that a lot of people, as a Republican, I'm tired of Donald Trump. Now, I didn't vote for either Republican yesterday, and that's the first time in my life that I didn't.
So what was it about Tim Michaels, you know, that you didn't feel he was worthy of your vote?
I know him personally.
Oh, okay.
And what he said about, how do I put this? The things he said about, gay people, they can do something in their home, but
right.
They can't go out.
He said a lot of horrible things, no question.
Oh, they were terrible. They were terrible. And and I watched Waukesha County, which is generally Republican. It was going blue. I mean, it was basically people were voting the opposite way because he's well-known in Waukesha County. I don't like the fact that he doesn't live here. I don't like the fact that he doesn't tell the truth. I'm a Republican like my parents were a Republican, and I believe in the truth. And if you can't tell the truth, then you shouldn't be running.
Was there any pushback?
That's Tony Evers. Tony Evers won on the truth.
Was there any pushback?
The rest of my...
Was there any pushback with you because they brought him in and railroaded Rebecca Clefish? Did that play any role in your thoughts?
That bothered me. But I know Michaels to be a liar. I mean, right now I can't give you the information that I'm
you don't have
attorney.
To.
No, but there is going to be something coming out about him. I didn't want to do it prior to the election because of the fact I wanted it to be run clean. I figured he wouldn't win because of what he is, but eventually you're going to find out what he is.
Do you think the Republican Party was aware of it and decided to back him anyway?
No, I don't think they knew what I know. He's kept it quite hidden. Other than the fact that the circuit court knows what in Waukesha County knows.
So we don't want to get into any of those things on the air.
That's why I'm telling you I don't want to, right, and that's why I don't want to say anything until it all comes out. However, when he said he wanted to be the head of law enforcement in this state, he can't even be the head of law enforcement in his own family, and I'll leave it at that. And you can try to figure out what I mean by that.
Hey, Sophia, thank you very much.
It has nothing to do with his children, okay? Earl, I'm going to call you again sometime because I like listening to you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Dr. Craig.
Very interesting call from Sophia. Obviously, we don't know what she was talking about in the second half, so I guess we'll wait to see what comes out or whether Mr. Michaels is able to prevent it from coming out, whatever it is. But what she said at the beginning is really interesting, and I think contributes a lot to the conversation because it is a firsthand perspective that the Trump visit and the association of Trump with Michaels, I mean, he got the nomination in the primary because he was the Trump candidate, may have harmed him in some suburban areas. Obviously, she's talking about Waukesha County, but I think Ozaukee County is the same thing. Now, it's still a Republican-voting county. What we're talking about here is Waukesha County. I believe the last numbers I saw, Earl, 62% right. Republican this election instead of 75%. So that 13% is huge in the statewide count because it's the third largest county in the state. But it's still a Republican county. But so I've no doubt that what Sophia is saying is true because it's reflected in these numbers. But what you just remember, I talked about how important base turnout was and how high it was that Mandela brought on the Democratic side to the ticket. Well, by associating himself with Trump and bringing him in, he increased turnout massively in a lot of the more rural, deep red areas of the state. So there's a trade-off. So it's a little hard to tell with Michaels how much he lost and gained in the transaction, because he also gained turnout, and he needed massive turnout to be competitive, and Johnson needed massive turnout to potentially win a very close race. And so it's not like they could have been conventional Republicans of the Tommy Thompson variety and still not lost just because they would have lost on turnout. So that's the challenge here, though there is critique that the Trump visits to Arizona and Pennsylvania were not helpful. So Sophia is giving us a similar view from the ground here, and here referring to Waukesha County here.
You know, Dr. Craig, I want to go back to before we went to break. I was saying that these young progressives who were there with Mandela and pushed the Democratic Party, a centrist Democratic Party, and you said that there was something that I said that you wanted to add on before we went to break.
Yeah, there's a complexity to what's happened to the Democratic Party. It is a much more progressive party than it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, 28% of Democrats said that, you know, were self-identified as liberal or progressive. And I was, the media doesn't report on this, I was going into the deep crosstabs of polls to find out in Wisconsin what it is now. It's about 55 to 58% progressive, okay, or liberal. So you can't ignore the majority of the party. On the other hand, unlike the Republicans where the MAGA wing dominates, you still got 40-45% of voters being in the moderate wing with Tony Evers. So what we really have here is we have a party that is a coalition between those two wings. And the nice thing about this ticket, having Mandela as a U.S. Senate candidate and Tony Evers as the congressional candidate, is we had both wings of the party accommodated, and we got the strengths of both in this election. And that's why I'm so worried about the establishment wing of the party deciding that we should do only the Evers approach to politics. That will damage our turnout so dramatically among the rising voters, voters who are more regular voters, younger voters, a lot of young voters of color, that it will doom us to losing. So in a weird sort of way, both sides of the party need each other, need to recognize that. And some of the firebrand radical progressives, and I'm radical, but I want to get I also want to recognize how long it's going to take, right, to get to things like Medicare for all. And so, and it's going to take a lot of progress over time. And so they need to understand you can't just dismiss the moderate wing of the party, even though it's smaller. We still can't win without Tony Evers and the folks that are closer to him ideologically.
You know, Dr. Craig, I always like to challenge where people say if somebody's radical because they have a vision or an idea of including everybody. That shouldn't be radical, right? I mean, we use that term, and in some instances, you know, you can. People will exchange or interchange the term radical with crazy, and so they can dismiss that. Well, he's a radical. Well, you know, if people are willing to stand up and tell the truth and about things, that shouldn't be a negative connotation, right? I mean,
no.
But most
of the public is radical, Earl, because most of the public doesn't like the way things are now and wants change, right?
Right. Right. So that's.
I mean, including Republicans, including the MAGA wing, they're just misguided as to what change we need that would help people, right?
Yes.
So, and, you know, you think about it. You think of income inequality. You think that we used to have relatively even distribution of the gains, the economic growth of this country between working class folks, middle class folks, and wealthy people in this country. It's all been skewed the last 40 years by the rigging of the economy, where everyone who is not ultra rich is getting a smaller share. If we just had the same level of equality we had in the mid-1970s, people wouldn't be so vulnerable to inflation. You wouldn't have 40% of households in the United States not being able to afford a surprise $400 bill.
Right.
That's why inflation is such a big issue. So the fact that they've made people so economically vulnerable, they then use to their advantage and run against Joe Biden and Democrats. So there's a horrendous irony here. And what the problem with the split results, Earl, is it's going to be harder for democracy to function. Evers will not be able to legislate. The legislature will not be able to override his vetoes. Same in Congress. If we end up with a Republican House, even if the Senate is narrowly Democratic and a Democratic president, then people will be frustrated because democracy won't function because we can't do the things we actually need to do. And that's the problem with this split decision. We actually need a Democratic majority that can actually implement what most people want in this country, which is a better deal for most people.
You know, Dr. Craig, there'll be people who will say, you just had the Democratic majority and you couldn't get it done. I agree with you 100%. And the reason that we couldn't get it done was two conservative Democrats.
Yeah.
Even with the things that President Biden was able to move, we had this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do some big things, and because of Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, all of that was wasted. Well, not totally wasted, because there's some positive things that happened, but the agenda that all of us dreamt for and wished for and were hopeful of, you know, we're not going to see that again for a long time to come, because as you stated, on the state level as well as on the national level, nothing's going to get done. And this is a time, Dr. Craig, when there needs to be something done, right? People need to see movement. They can't stand to be stuck in a stalemate when they are struggling.
I mean, one thing that we can capitalize on here to give a little bit of a silver lining, by getting the Inflation Reduction Act done and the infrastructure law, there's a whole bunch of money out there that this administration, through their administrative authority and the administrative authority of Governor Evers and of cities in this state, blue cities like Milwaukee and Madison, Eau Claire, Green Bay, Racine, et cetera, can actually improve people's lives with if we do it right. So there is more opportunity because even though we didn't get everything we wanted, if you really add it up, President Biden had one of the most successful first 2 years of any president in the 20th century or early 21st century, and a lot was passed, including the most serious climate legislation ever passed in this country, and it's going to be an economic engine if we do it right for really creating a large number of middle-class, family-supporting jobs for everyone left out and for everyone who wants to move into the fast-growing green economy, which is a lot of folks, a lot of middle-class folks need better opportunity. And so there are opportunities here. Obviously, the fact that we didn't do a lot of popular things because of the filibuster and two senators being loyal to this Jim Crow institution, it not only did we not get things like raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and the number of other popular provisions that would have lowered prescription drug costs for everyone, not just folks on Medicare.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to an Election Day edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I hope we didn't scare off, you folk on the other side of things who are used to calling. The phone lines are open for you. But as I said from the top, you know, I've got the Dawn of Resistance, Ms. Maggie Dawn, who is a corporate counsel for Milwaukee County. Corporate counsel for Milwaukee County, and my good friend Robert Miranda, a veteran, Marine veteran, They're well-spoken, they're well-educated, and I'm glad they are here. Robert, you know, when you have looked at, as you have, and I know because we've talked about it, what is taking place in this country, and again, you being a veteran, and you see all of these people who are willing to destroy this country if they don't get their way, all of these Republicans who right now are saying, if we lose, then we're not accepting the loss. And then you've got people who have made threats to at poll workers, Robert. The poor poll worker. What have they done to receive the kinds of and then these people call themselves patriots. Robert, let's talk a little bit about from you being a veteran, putting your life on the line, and you hear people who call themselves patriots, you know, and having busted a grape.
Well, I've seen this kind of nonsense go on in different parts of the world, in countries that I've been stationed in or have been deployed to. And, you know, a lot of what I see here replicates a lot of stuff that's going on in different parts of the world. You could point to these terrorist groups, these domestic terrorist groups, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the Three Percenters.
The Boogaloo Boys.
Boogaloos and all these guys act like Hezbollah or the Taliban or whatever other different terrorist organization operates in these countries to subjugate the people in those countries. And these boys are the same model, the same mentality, in that you will do what we want you to do, and you will vote the way we want you to vote, and you will act the way we want you to act, and you will support what we want you to support. And this is the kind of damage, this is the kind of danger that we're talking about. When you got groups like that being allowed to attain mainstream status, like they were able to attain that status under the great turd himself, and be able to advance their message so that numbskulls out there like that Paul guy and all the other moonshiners out there who continue to just all they want is for themselves to be happy. And there's nothing wrong with that if you want to be happy. But if you want to be happy, you have to also understand that to be happy in this country, the country has to be stable. And the idea of stability is a key part of our democracy. If we can maintain stability, everybody it will be happy. But when you got these groups and being egged on by a major political party to undermine that stability, then what you have is the growth of a cult and a growth of a fascist dictatorship that is going to undermine everything that this country has stood for the past 200 years.
Maggie?
And this young lady, the number two over at the Milwaukee Election Commission, this young lady, it was a good thing that she was caught because, as you pointed out, Rojo has said he will not accept the outcome of the election.
He's not alone, man.
And even Tim Michaels, the guy running for governor, has said, well, if he becomes governor, the Republican Party will never lose an election again. These guys are dead set serious in establishing a one-party dictatorship in this country that we all as Americans, all of us, no matter what party line we are in, no matter what community we represent, if we are about a democratic republic, a democratic representative government, have to stand up and say, you know what, I may not agree with the issues of these people here, but at least they're not about destroying the one true system that allows me to advance my voice without being hassled or without being imprisoned by a government that is going to create itself and become a tyrannical system. I'm going to vote for democracy.
Maggie?
Yeah. Robert is naming a lot of key factors here. fundamentally, there are so many basic rights that are at risk. This isn't just about bodily autonomy and health access equity. Those things are critical, and people should vote if they believe that religion must take a back seat to the secular processes of democracy, right? But beyond that, undermining our democratic process is free speech. And when you have folks like Carrie Lake and Donald Trump saying that libel laws should be loosened so that the press can be attacked, that election workers who simply executed their democratic functions should be subject to criminal prosecution, when you have Eric Toney saying that district attorneys should be able to cross county boundaries to prosecute doctors who help women in life-saving decisions about whether or not to carry a life-threatening pregnancy to term. It is all of this that is swirling about. Listen, in democracies where we embrace free speech, and I do believe that on the right and the left, on the right and the left, there has been a canceling or an inability or unwillingness to debate people that disagree with you. We have to allow folks like Paul to say whatever dumb thing that Paul might want to say that reveals his own racism. And then we get to engage and respond to that, right? That is the heartbeat here. And hopefully through that dialogue that isn't just screaming at one another, we can actually show the merits of some of what we have to say. But the key there is that in the end, the election process is held sacrosanct. And we need to point fingers at folks like Joe Manchin and others who didn't want to move on protecting voting rights at the federal level. This is a fundamental problem. It disenfranchises young people. It disenfranchises mobile workers. It disenfranchises black and brown folk, elderly folk, disabled folk. We need to be focusing on these basic principles and willing to engage with those that vehemently disagree with us on any platform at any time.
So listen, it's election day. 844-967-2789. Phone lines are open. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the average person has 26,000 days in their life? Once a day is done, it's done. Haven't you always dreamed of doing great things, climbing mountains, helping a family in need, but wondered, where do I start? When you join Girl Scouts, you are given the opportunity to do all kinds of amazing things. Make your life better, the world better. So unleash your potential. Call 888-747-6945 or visit gsnwgl.org and begin the journey right now.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320.